Blog Talk Radio.
You never dream of home. You always fail. You never knew. You don't go to dream you fail. You never knew that you were gone. But I heard his voice say, I heard his voice say, here's a pain. It is not your fault. Failure. It is not your fault. It is not your fault. It is not your fault. I have to embrace the fall.
Your portion is, and certain things is not our portion. Peace is our portion. Happiness is our portion. Joy is our portion. Don't let people come around you with a lot of negativity. That ain't your portion. That's not for you. I mean, I don't care who's saying it. Don't care where it's coming from. That's not your portion. When you wake up, you ought to have joy. That's your portion. Because, see, the enemy want to bring something to your mind or to your heart. Hey, you got to know what your portion is. You're not going to receive that. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints. And faithful in Christ Jesus, and to all those that know what their portions are. And we're going to ask you, Pastor Bill, if you'll give us a word of prayer, and we'll get into the lesson. Thank you.
Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. And Pastor, thank you for that selection. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is one of the scriptures we had on yesterday, which is Proverbs, the 4th chapter, and the 4th verse. He taught me also and said unto me, let thy heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we just want to say thank you, Father God, as we come in the name of Jesus. We're asking that you open up our hearts and our mind to this word, Father God. And Lord, allow us to just take it all in like a sponge, absorb water. Let us observe your word and keep it.
Yes.
And guard it. Yes. In our hearts, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will be with each and every one on this broadcast, those that are listening by internet, Father God. You know what they're going through. You know what they're facing. You know the struggles, how different things come in their life and try to take them away from this word. But we're binding that up right now in the name of Jesus, that this word, we will receive it wholeheartedly, Father God. And Lord, we ask that you will be with each and every one that is sick and shut in today, Father God. We know you are a healer, and we are praying for them to be healed according to your will, Father God. We ask that you will be with those who are bereaved, those who are going through, Father God. Give them a peace that only you can give them, Father God, and help them, Lord, to get through whatever that situation is they're dealing with, Father God. And, Lord, continue to bless our pastor, guide and direct him. Use him mightily, Holy Ghost, as he continue to teach this word that we can understand it, Father God. And may each and every one receive this word and have a testimony of the word and how it's changing their lives, and that we know that we are a child of God. Bless each and every one, Father God, and continue to have your way in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You done, Pat?
Praise God.
So praise God. Just thank God for that. Heart of prayer. That was awesome for me. We're talking about living this new and living way. According to the scripture, there is a new way. There's a new covenant. But in order to do that, one of the things is a must, and that is you must guard your heart. And when we talk about heart, we're talking about your spirit man. That's which is the hidden man of the heart. According to 1 Peter 3 and 4. We're talking about the hidden man of the heart. And as you said, on the scripture we talked about in Proverbs, on yesterday, Proverbs 4. Also in Proverbs 4, 23. You have to pay attention. Why? So you don't let the wrong thing get in your heart. We end up talking about Romans 10 and 8. So we're going to pick up on that from Romans 10 and 8. King James. Romans 10 and 8.
Good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. Good afternoon to all listeners. Praise God. In Romans 10 and 8, it reads as follows. But what saith it the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. Amen.
Amen. from the Message Bible. The word that saves is right here, as near as the tongue in your mouth, as close as the heart in your chest. It's the word of faith that welcomes God to go to work things right for us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'd like to read that again from the Message Bible. It says, the word that saves is right here, as near as the tongue in your mouth, as close as the heart in your chest. It's the word of faith that welcomes God to go to work and set things right for us. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Mm-hmm. It's his word that set things right for us. That's why it's so important for us to be in the word of God. Amen. Praise God. Okay, well, Pastor, till he comes back, Evangelist Sharon, you can hear me.
Yes, Pastor, but I can hear you.
Okay. Well, until Pastor comes. Oh, I think I heard him. Pastor? Oh, I thought. Okay. Well, let us go to 1 Peter 3 and read verses 3 and 4. 1 Peter 3 and verses 3 and 4.
Okay. It reads as follows in the King James, whose adorning let it not be the outward adorning of plaiting the hair, of wearing of gold, of a putting or of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, and that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God, of great peace, of a great price. Amen.
Amen, amen. Okay, from the Message Bible. Sound like I heard, Pastor.
Y'all go ahead and continue what you were doing.
Okay, I'll read it from the Message Bible. And that was 1 Peter 3, verses 3 and 4. What matters is not your outer appearance, the styling of your hair, the jewelry you wear, the cut of your clothes, but your inner disposition. Cultivate inner beauty, the gentle, gracious kind that God delights in. Amen, amen. So,
amen.
I just wanted to read that scripture. The pastor had mentioned it, and so We want to know that it's not the outer that we should be concerned about. It should be the inner.
Amen.
And I like how it says the hidden man of the heart. So that's what we want. We want that to be acceptable unto God. Amen. Back to you, Pastor.
Okay, thank you all so much. I don't know what happened. I'm not even sure. It's not saying it. But anyway, that's another story altogether. Well, we left off yesterday, and thank you, Pastor, and Evangelist Sharon for picking up. I couldn't hear you guys, so I came in another way. But anyway, long story short, yesterday, if you all remember, we are talking about the God in your heart. And there's several reasons we want to guard our heart, okay? Let me begin by saying how important the Word of God is, because that's where you get saved. It's with the Word of God. Everything is predicated on the Word of God. And let us not forget that. And now I think one of the things I was talking about on yesterday was about the integrity of the Word of God. So when you read Romans 10 and 8, if you want to go there, Evangelist Sharon, Romans 10 and 8.
Yes. It reads as follows in the King James, Romans 10 and 8. But what saith it, the word is nigh thee, even in the mouth and in the heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, the word that saves is right here, as near as the tongue in your mouth, as close as the heart in your chest. It's the word of faith that welcomes God to go to work and set things right for us. Amen.
And yeah, it's God's word that gives birth to your faith. It is God's faith expressed in his word. Remember Hebrews 11 and 3? By faith we understand that the world was framed by the word of God, so that which the things that we see, it wasn't made out of the things that does appear. So it's the word of God, that like the salvation. A person can't see your spirit. You know why? Because it's not made out of something you can see.
All right. Amen.
Hello. People say, your spirit was made out of something that you can't see, that God made with the word of God. The Bible says, in other words, this whole universe of ours came in being or came into the flesh from the womb of God's creation when he said, and let there be.
Mm-hmm.
And really, it all came through the way of Jesus, because Jesus is the word. Remember?
Amen.
God linked himself with his word. He linked himself.
Yeah.
In the beginning was the word, and the word was God. And the word was with God. Remember? The word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him and through him. And without him, the Bible says, was not anything made. So, and that same word became flesh. So God linked himself with his word. Just like you can't escape your word. You might think you can, but if you put it out there in the universe, God will tie you to it.
Mm-hmm.
Got to tell you too. So he is not only in his word, but he is back of his word. So you cannot separate him from his word. Genesis 22 and 16 and 17. If you'd like to read that in the book of Genesis, the 22nd chapter, 16 through the 17th verse.
Yes, it reads as follows in the King James. And said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, okay. I swear, God's sure word, because you have gone through with this and have not refused to give me your son, your dear, dear son, I'll bless you. Oh, how I'll bless you. Amen, amen.
Amen. This was God let's see what happened. You are not going to believe this, but I found out what happened. My earbuds were connected. For some reason or another, it switched over there to it, so I wasn't hearing because I didn't have these earbuds on.
All right.
But praise God anyway. I thank God let me know what was going on. But he had promised Abraham, and he couldn't swear by nothing else other than his word. The only thing God had was his word. But he promised him that his seed will multiply. And by multiplying thy seed as the stars of the heaven and the sands upon the seashore. Well, I tell you, you know, I used to like math. But I still kind of like math, multiplication, fractioning. I still like arithmetic. But I don't think I want to do that math problem right there. Trying to add the stars in the sky, the sand of the sea. Well, that's a lot of counting right there. That's a lot of counting.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But God promised him that these were the blessings he was going to come. That's the blessings of Abraham. If you ever hear anybody talk about the blessing of Abraham, he's talking about a number you can't even number with the star. You're talking about, that's what he said. He said, I'll multiply thy seed as the stars are in the heavens. Can you count the stars or the sands that's upon the seashore? Have you ever count the sands? Thank you. So God had to back his word. So, I mean, can you imagine that, brothers and sisters? Because in Romans 4:17-18, that's part of what he was saying. But here's what I want to get to. The heart. It's the heart, talking about the spirit. And there again, we're not talking about that 4-inch muscle that's in your chest, that organ. We're not talking about that. The thing that pop. Look, we're talking about your spirit. Now, you can trust the word of God. You can trust Amen. The word of God. And that's where I really want to go to, because when you realize you can trust the word of God, that's what you're living by, this new and living word. The Bible is called the scripture. So a lot of times people are referred to as the scripture. But there was a scripture I got this morning over there in, I think it was in Hebrews 4:12.
Say that again.
I want you to see how powerful the word of God is. This is what the word of God will do. This is what it can do. Which I was sharing this with somebody the other day about the word of God, how powerful it is. Dear heart, there is nothing like the word of God, nothing, because it does things that, well, just to be honest, it does things that nothing else can do. When everything else has failed, you can grab the word of God and watch it become true. So in Hebrews 4:12, would you read that, Evangelist Sharon?
Yes. Hebrews 4:12 reads as follows in the King James. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, that means what he says goes. His powerful word is sharp as a surgeon's scalpel, cutting through everything, whether doubt or defense, laying us open to listen and obey. Amen.
Amen.
So the next time you pick up the Bible, or the next time you open up the Bible on your internet, let's put it this way. The next time you are dealing with scripture, know that God is on the inside. See, so when you pick up that Bible, know that that's God inside you dealing with. That's God. Show him a little respect.
Hallelujah.
Show him a little respect. That's life there.
Mm-hmm.
God indwelling in the book. He's indwelling in the book.
Yes. Amen.
And as the spokesman, Paul said in Acts 19:20, so mightily grew the word of the Lord and prevailed. The word of God grew and prevailed. Where? In their heart. That's where it was at. It was in their heart. So you go back to Romans 10 and you'll see there. Romans 10 and 8. Yeah. That's why this is so important that we see it like this, that we get it like this. He says, 8 says, there was something I was going to point out about 8. That was real. Where it says, but what says it? He said, forget about everything else now. You got to pay attention now. But what says it? Who says it? How is it being said? How is it being told? He said, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart, talking about your spirit. That is the word of faith, which we preach. If you're preaching anything and having faith in the word of God, you're preaching the wrong stuff. We ought to preach that the word of God is a living thing. So that's what Hebrews 4 was saying. It's a living thing. The word of God is alive.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Isn't that what you all just read?
Yes.
But it's alive. It's no longer a printed word. You got to start treating it like it's a book. It's the living word, man. It's alive. It's a living organ. It has life in it. Well, it's only become life, become alive to you once you put it in your spirit. Once you begin to wrestle with it in your spirit and let it get down in there. See, God wants us to enter his rest. Remember? God wants us to enter into that rest. And that rest is in his word. So the word of God is not simple or a collection of words, how some people want you to think. That's not God's word. The word of God is more or less like a vehicle for communication between God and us. It's a way that God transports his thoughts to us. It's through his word, and it's alive, and nothing can hinder it. I could just go all day and tell you how dramatic it is, how awesome it is. Oh, man, what a privilege it is to know that God said, you know what? I'm going to let you handle this. I'm going to let you handle my word because a surgeon can't handle this word like you're going to handle it. He said, because my word is going to do all the work. It will cut the joints and the marrow. Matter of fact, it will tell you what people are thinking. It will tell you their intent if you use it, if you use it correctly. Can nothing stop the word of God? It's sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder soul and spirit, joints and marrow. Man can't do that. I'll tell you what man have tried to do, brothers and sisters, if you'll listen. Many, many, many times our theologians have been our enemy. They have made a philosophy of the truth. They've turned the word into a dogmatic career for themselves. When it should have never been like that. The word of God needs to be taught as though God's speaking to us. That's the way it needs to be taught. That we be mindful. Because God want to get in our spirit and want our spirit to get in him. And him being the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
So the word should speak to us as he would. If Christ was here right today and you would listen, because everybody didn't hear him, but those that heard him followed him. See? Because they heard it. So everybody don't hear it. Let the word of God take its place. And let people stop philosophizing the word of God. Oh, all you got to do is just say, you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and you believe in your heart that God is raising from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Well, yeah, that's true, brothers and sisters. But it's only true for those with the heart of man, he believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So when he says, with the heart man believeth, he's talking about with the spirit. With the spirit man believes. Are you believing with your spirit, or are you believing with your head?
Preach,
I'm trying to do the best I can. See, there's a lot of people not believing God with their spirit. They only believe in God with their head.
Have mercy.
I'm going to leave it there, brothers and sisters. But I want y'all to know that you got to give place for your heart to be protected. And it has to be protected by the word of God. That's why God shakes his word. Believe me. He shaped his word in us. He can do that. He can get into us like that. For the word of God is a living thing. It's active. It's active. Yeah. It can get in you.
Hallelujah.
It can get in you just like an ant can get in syrup.
Mm-hmm.
It can get in you. And it finds a way to get in you when you allow it to. Again, I thank you all so much for everything that was said, and we'll get into it tomorrow. Tomorrow, Thursday already. Thankful Thursday. Wow. This week went. Okay, y'all stay blessed, and we'll see you all on tomorrow for the Word at Noon.